I was reading a story of Einstein as a young boy. And one of the things it said about young Einstein is that when he was a little boy, he picked up a compass. And when he picked up this compass, he noticed that there was something that would move the needle. But he couldn't find anything in the compass that was moving the needle. And he was intrigued by what it was that would move the needle. And he would go and turn in a certain way. He'd make a 90-degree turn, and the needle would turn and face whatever direction it was that he was facing. And yet, he hadn't done anything. And he was intrigued by what this force was inside or outside or what it was that allowed this. What would make this needle move? That force, that universal intelligence, that thing that is nameless, that thing that we can't identify in the physical world, is the provider of all of the things that will manifest to you in the physical world. And it is also the source of your life. So that when you have an alignment with that force, what happens is you get very, very peaceful. And when you get peaceful, you stop insisting. You just know. You just know that it's going to show up. And you're not demanding. You're not looking under the leaves for it. You're not asking for any favors. In fact, you understand that this universal force cannot provide special favors because it is everywhere. And if it were just for you and not for someone else, that would immediately make it not a universal force. It would be now someplace that it isn't. There's no favoritism in this. There's just this positive, absolute, unconditionally loving, knowing force in the universe that holds everything together that you come to honor, to respect, to know. And you know, it's really like, it's like changing around your perspective in life. It's like walking a new path. I've always loved this. I've read it many, many times in my talks. It's a little story by a woman named Portia Nelson. And she was asked, as a group of people were asked, in a seminar, to write down her autobiography. But they said, you only have one page. And you have to write your autobiography in 5 short chapters on one page. The autobiography of your life. That was the assignment. So Portia Nelson wrote her autobiography of her life in 5 short chapters. And this is what she said. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. The story of her life. And it's really the story of higher consciousness, and it's the story of manifesting. Being able to manifest your heart's desire, to align yourself and your intentions with this divine organizing intelligence that is limitless, that is inexhaustible, that is ever expanding, that is abundant, that is all providing and all knowing and everywhere at the same time. is like walking down another street. To align yourself with that and to know that that alignment in itself is enough to bring whatever it is that has particularized, that has individualized into the world that you would like to have show up in your life and align with the particularization of that divine intelligence that is you, that it's just bringing it all together. It's just a realignment. And it will cooperate with you. The thing that will keep it from working for you is any obstacle to that flow. As I talked about when I was speaking about unconditional love, the minute that you put hatred, anger, bitterness, tension, anxiety, stress in the way of that intelligence, between you and that intelligence, you block that flow. It is a flowing. That's why we use water as a symbol of it, because it flows at all times. It's like 70% of who you are is water. 70% of this planet is water. 85% of your brain is water. It is the kahunas always use the reference of the symbol of water. Water and the universal God force are the same. That's why you need lots of it in your system at all times as an antidote to any of the things that interfere with your perfection, with your clarity, with your being at one. And so as you process and try to get a hold of this concept of water, try to imagine you're sitting by a stream and you reach into the stream and you want to get a hold of some of the water. And you reach in and you grab it real hard. And you're as tight as you can get it, and you try to hang on to it. Then you open up your hand to see what you got, and you got nothing. Because you can't get a hold of it, you can't grab it, you can't be firm with it. In order to enjoy the water, and to experience the water, to know the water, you put your hand in it, and you relax. And then you get to experience and know the water. The minute that you tighten and grab and insist and try to take it, it flows past you. Well, that's the same thing that happens when you are attempting to rush the universe. It's called don't push the river. You don't push it, you flow with it. You row your boat gently down the stream. Down the stream, not up the stream. You don't fight it. Merrily, merrily, always merrily. And when you grasp that, it's like walking down another street. Now, one of the keys to being able to walk down this street is that you don't have to convince anybody else who is still stuck back there in the tribal awareness, in the tribal consciousness, that indeed this is what will happen and this is what I'm doing. Because the minute you do that, you again put a blockage. You're always trying to keep yourself from erecting obstacles and barriers to what it is that you would like to see manifested in your life.